Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. Both Red China and America have an anniversary based upon an ideological choice. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
245 years old, America. I want to tell you this, it's not my grandmother's America. But Ken, it is still America, and we still have something to rejoice over.
Jimmy, and God bless this country, and God bless the freedoms that we still are able to enjoy. But, you know, America is about character. We're not a nation state. We are a nation of an idea, of an idea about freedom. So being American and our birthday, the 4th of July, is about our ability still to demand truth from those who govern us, accountability from those who govern us.
Well, there's another birthday that is taking place right now, the 100th birthday of the Chinese Communist Party, and the president of Red China making the statement that China is not going to be oppressed. That's somewhat of a warning to the rest of the world, isn't it, Ken?
It very definitely is, and the Chinese are making a very big deal of this 100th anniversary, not of the beginning of Red China in 1949, but the creation of the Chinese Communist Party in 1921. They see that as the foundation of their current regime. The Chinese Communist Party has attempted to completely revolutionize the country. When they wished to, they abolished the family. They prohibited people from having children. They have remodeled the country, and they want to remind people today that they're continuing to do that, and that the Chinese Communist Party is what they, as Chinese, owe allegiance to, not even their Chinese nationality. They owe allegiance to the party. It's a very dangerous world there. It's a totalitarian state, and it's something that we really need to come to grips with. China is not just another country.
Ken Timmerman with the details on two different ideologies that actually contradict each other. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Red China's celebration of the 100th anniversary of communism in China is an anti-God philosophy. America's 245th birthday is also based on an idea, the idea of freedom. In the prophetic scenario of God's word, China is mentioned as a king of the East. That's Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And China is a key nation state at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Since America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy, China may well be the nation to eliminate the United States. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...